Latte da. As if sheer dependence wasn't enough, you may now add the reduced risk of liver disease to your reasons for drinking coffee. Given all the buzz on this latest study, we thought we'd pull a favorite from our archives for you this week. Next time you rush into the local coffee shop for your caffeine fix, consider this. The daily $3.60 cost of a medium-sized latte will run you $1,300 per year. And we're not talking fancy drinks here, just coffee and milk and just one a day. If instead you redirected the $109 a month towards savings, assuming a 6% rate of return, the accumulation potential is major. In just 15 years, you could have a value of over $31,000. And in just 20 years, you could have over $50,000 saved. We could continue on with these examples, but we think you see where we're going with this. Smart choices and the power of compounding can make a big difference in your savings potential. And yes, we're reading your thoughts. I don't have coffee, I don't work. I don't work, I don't make money. I don't make money, I don't save money. We get it. We love those warm little cups with our misspelled names just as much as you. We aren't trying to stage an intervention here. Rather, suggesting that you consider making coffee from home a couple days a week instead. Our point is that it's important to look at the annual cost of small indulgences so that you can mindfully decide whether your dollars are going towards what's really important to you or not. So, if not coffee, consider other ways to cut back. Perhaps something that won't cause such nasty withdrawals.